It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. For the second time in 4 years, the New England Patriots were favored in the Super Bowl, but the New York Giants won, 21-17. And much like 4 years ago, the Giants scored in the final moments to defeat the Patriots. NPR's Mike Pesca was at the game.
Sequels are rarely as compelling as the original, but this one was pretty good. Underdog faces an accomplished opponent, falls behind, but pulls it out in the last minute. Super Bowl 46 didn't have a single miraculous catch like its predecessor 4 years earlier, nor was this incarnation of the Patriots team undefeated. They were just very good. In fact, at one point in the game, early in the second half, they were record-setting as quarterback Tom Brady completed his 16th consecutive pass with this dart to Aaron Hernandez.
And there's the snap. He sets. He throws a short pass. It's caught at the 5-yard line by Hernandez. Breaks a tackle at the 1, bouncing his way into the end zone. That is a touchdown. And the Patriots on top, 16-9.
What neither Kevin Harlan there on Westwood One Radio nor anyone else in the stadium could know was that the extra point that followed the Hernandez touchdown would be the Patriots' last point of the game. The score was 17-15 Patriots when on the second play of the fourth quarter, Brady fired the ball deep for the great but gimpy Rob Gronkowski. The Patriot tight end was clearly affected by a high ankle sprain and found himself covered far downfield by Chase Blackburn, a linebacker who wasn't signed by a team to start the season and was about to turn to substitute teaching. Instead, he found himself vying for a jump ball in the Super Bowl. He takes it from there.
Once I kind of had the low position and I saw the ball was a little bit underthrown, I just tried to box him out and, you know, play basketball.
It was the only turnover of the day. After a pair of punts, the Giants found themselves with 4 minutes left, down 2, with the ball deep in their zone. The first play was an Eli Manning strike to Mario Manningham along the sideline. Patriot coach Bill Belichick was right on top of the play and immediately challenged the call. Manningham could have told him not to bother.
I knew I was in. I knew I had a little bit of room to work with on the sideline, man. And I knew I was going to have to freeze my feet wherever I caught the ball at.
And soon the Giants set about putting the Patriots on ice. They found themselves on New England's 6-yard line with about a minute to play. All they'd have to do was kill some time and kick a very makeable field goal to win the game. This is where Patriot coach Bill Belichick stepped in. Rather than watch time and the season slip away, he radioed the play into his middle linebacker, Jared Mayo. It didn't have a fancy name. Just let them score.
The play is to let them score and give our offense back the ball. You know, we were down, it put us down, 5 points? And we had a timeout left, so the play is to let them score.
Many Giants, like guard Chris Snead, didn't realize what was happening until it happened.
When I saw a part like the Red Sea, obviously I knew that that was their strategy.
Eli Manning actually yelled for running back Ahmad Bradshaw to stop before crossing the goal line, but he kind of tumbled into the end zone. A sheepish moment of backwards triumph. Down 4, the always dangerous Tom Brady had a little more than a minute to work with, but could not connect with his receivers to pull this one out. That's the rule of sequels. Spider-Man, Harry Potter, James Bond. The protagonist always wins. It was MVP Eli Manning's face on the poster. New York running back Brandon Jacobs says it's time to elevate Eli.
Does this make him the best quarterback in the National Football League? Drew Brees is a great quarterback. He's at home. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. He's at home. Tom Brady's a great quarterback. He's at home. Eli beat him twice.
The Giants won their second Super Bowl in 5 years. Both times they snuck their way into the playoffs and then just never stopped winning. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Indianapolis.